Hello, Alex. It has been a couple of weeks. Who knew that quarantine and isolation could be so busy? I'm sorry I've missed you, but I'm back. I have an absolutely fantastic debut novel today. It is Vivian Pham's The Coconut Children. And as I've said, Vivian is a debut novelist, and her pathway to publication is quite extraordinary. Vivian is at uni now, but the writing of The Coconut Children began when she was a high school student, perhaps even earlier. Her first draft developed out of a novella she wrote as part of a program at the Story Factory, which is based out of Redfern. And now, only a few years later, these beginnings have seen The Coconut Children published and drawing international praise. So the story of The Coconut Children takes us to Cabramatta in the late 90s. Vince has just returned to the streets of his youth. He's not yet old, but has become legendary after a two-year stint in juvenile detention. Vince's mates immediately enfold him in their protective care, and they take to running rampant through the streets of the suburb and making up for lost time. School is still on the cards, if for nothing more than a stage to cause havoc. Now, as the suburb and the schools struggle to contain Vince's vitality, Sonny can only watch on from afar. Sonny and Vince were childhood friends, but now Sonny is grappling with her own growing maturity and can't fathom that the almost mythological figure of Vince might ever notice her as she watches from the window next door. Now, in Sonny and Vince, Vivian has crafted two polarized images of young, first-generation Vietnamese children struggling to understand themselves and their identity against that of their parents, who have sacrificed so much to begin life again in Australia. The novel's title comes from a story Sonny's father relates about how coconuts overhang bodies of water so that when they drop, they will be carried to new climes to begin life anew. It's a bittersweet story that feels as much self-fulfilling wish as truth. And look, I'm not going to have time to describe absolutely everything that enthralled me in The Coconut Children. Suffice to say, I am suggesting that people get out and read this book. I do want to draw attention, though, to Vivian's incredible evocations of masculinity and men, and the ways that she explores what it means to be a man. Vince is not simply a thug or a criminal, as you might imagine, but he has been boxed into this role. Coming from a violent family situation, he has little else to turn to when he finds that he is now being viewed as a man. Somehow, though, Vivian opens up a range of subtle and varied male relationships and relationships between men and women that show the many ways of being that are available to Vince. And the most powerful of these is between Vince and Sonny, and well, look, it's not my job to give away the whole story now, is it? But suffice to say, from karaoke bars to family dinner tables, this is just an incredible look at the many ways that we are and that we can struggle to be, and ways that we can be successfully who we are as a community without sort of having to fall back on stereotypes. So that is The Coconut Children from Vivian Pham. It is an absolutely incredible debut that I would thoroughly recommend for everyone's quarantine reading list. If you want to find out a little bit more about it, go to the Final Draft Great Conversations podcast, and there is actually an interview with Vivian that you can check out. Alex, thank you so much for inviting me back on, and I will be back next week with another book club for you. See you later.